There will be a fight in this story, but maybe not where you expect it. And it's certainly not going to start with this furry guy.
Cody?
This is K2, and he is a 12-year-old pack llama.
And that's K2's person, Stuart Wild, who's been leading llama treks here in the Carson National Forest for 20 years.
They like their neck and their chest pet, and I'll let you pet them over here.
As it turns out, llamas don't have a whole lot to say, so you won't be hearing much from K2, except for when he's eating. While K2 munches on a tuft of dry grass, Wild unfolds his map, a bit of a struggle in the spring wind.
Here, let's put a rock or something. Oh, good. Just to orient you a little bit, we are currently 5 miles east of the village of Cuesta.
Wild traces his finger around a roughly 8-by-11-mile oval, the Columbine Hondo Wilderness Study Area.
The defining feature is this horseshoe-shaped ridge that's about 6 miles into the wilderness here.
When this was designated a Wilderness Study Area, or WSA, in 1980, it was with the assumption that Congress would decide within a few years whether or not to award it full wilderness status. 30 years later, that's yet to happen, and Columbine Hondo hangs in legislative limbo. After strapping some gear onto K2's back, we're off. We're barely out of the parking area when Wild stops.
So, looks like maybe bobcat track or coyote here in the snow. So you're hearing our mountain chickadee.
Finally, we arrive at Columbine Creek. Ah, you think, water in the desert, here comes the fight. Nope. This is maybe the strongest force bringing people together around Columbine Hondo.
This is valuable natural resource for the downstream communities that use this water for agriculture, grazing, irrigation, things like that. And I think that people have come to understand that the best way to protect your water is to protect the mountains where it comes from.
My name is Arminio Martinez. I was born and raised here in Taos County, Arroyo Seco. I still live on the land that my grandfather, Juan de Dios, that he was able to sustain his 15 children that he raised, even before New Mexico became a state.
Arminio Martinez can't quite see the mountains of the Columbine Hondo from his home, but in the summer, he's up there at least once a week.
It's a beautiful piece of the planet up at the Ski Valley. You see the lakes, you see the bighorn sheep, you see elk, bear, and you see my livestock, you know, grazing.
Aha! First an environmentalist, now a rancher. Let's get ready to rumble! Martinez has about 60 mama cows grazing in Columbine Hondo every summer. But despite what you might think, a wilderness designation would not change that. Sure, Martinez is the first to admit that historically the relationship between ranchers and environmentalists has been rocky.
We've become a very untrusting, I guess, culture, as you know, as we can't trust anyone, it seems.
But in this case, protecting the Columbine Hondo is key to protecting his way of life. And Martinez talks with a twinkle in his eye about a granddaughter who already loves to go riding with her grandpa in the mountains.
I'm just hoping that she maintains that, the tradition that it's come down, you know, for over 400 years.
I don't think the environmentalists really understand the land grant and the land grant issues.
Surely them's fighting words from Esther Garcia, the mayor of Cuesta and an 11th generation New Mexican.
If you look back at generations, the people that that own the common lands, the people of the land grants, really have been the environmentalists. I don't think anybody wants oil and gas drilling in those mountains. People hike those mountains, they hunt, and that's what also we need to protect is the grazing rights, the hunting, the fishing, the herb gathering, the traditional things that my people do.
All things that would be protected under the Wilderness Act. And even though Garcia says that in the past she's sometimes felt left out of environmental campaigns, this time has been different.
I remember when Roberta Salazar called me.
My name's Roberta Salazar, and I direct a nonprofit, Rivers and Birds, in Taos, New Mexico.
Coming from a multi-generation New Mexico family herself, Salazar knew what had to be done.
Right off the bat, we involved our livestock permittees from that wilderness and the land grant people and Asekia people and some of the old timers and traditional people. And it's just been an amazing process.
And this almost unprecedented collaboration has been going on quietly over bowls of pozole for 3 years.
Part of the process was just being together as human beings instead of just activists at first, just sitting down for a meal, you know, just being muy gente with each other. That's important.
Now, in addition to having the support of the land grant heirs, acequia associations, and livestock permittees, the coalition has amassed more than 300 letters of support from local businesses, nonprofits, and governments. Pretty much everyone. Pretty much.
That's the evolution. That's the 5-inch travel 29er.
That's Doug Pickett, owner of Tau Cyclery, where pristine, knobby-tired mountain bikes wait patiently for someone to take them out and muddy them up. And here's your throwdown. While mountain biking is not allowed in WSAs, due to a weird glitch in the federal code, it's a rule that can't be enforced until Columbine Hondo becomes a wilderness area.
Very confusing. So there's never been signs? There's never been something that said no mountain bikes allowed?
So the mountain biking happened, trails were born, and now a few members of the biking community are loath to give them up. Not only for themselves, they say, but as potential lures for mountain biking tourists.
Nice computer. 27912 is your total.
Mountain bikers say the wilderness boundaries could be changed to exclude the bike trails, or they suggest designating a fifth of Columbine Hondo as a national recreation area instead. Wilderness advocates say changes like that would just prolong the entire process, and they say time is running out.
Time running out. Trying to hurry and rush something through that's going to last forever, this is something that's permanent, that always is a concern.
Nonetheless, the pressure may be real. A House bill co-sponsored by New Mexico Representative Steve Pierce would release up to 1 million acres of wilderness study area in New Mexico alone, and that could include parts of Columbine Hondo. But if advocates really want to get wilderness legislation through a gridlocked Congress before Senator Bingaman retires, it will have to be shimmering with bipartisan support. Which is why people like Michael Kasaus with the Wilderness Society bristle at the suggestion that Columbine Hondo has become controversial.
I don't think that a handful of people voicing their opinion is necessarily controversial.
Plus, he says the coalition has the support of over 100 mountain bikers who see the wilderness designation as more important than a few trails.
In the view of the Coalition to Protect Columbine Hondo, there is no controversy. There's overwhelming public support, and that's it.
A spokeswoman for Senator Bingaman says he is actively working on legislation to protect Columbine Hondo. And while he's aware of the mountain bike issue, she says it's just one of the many things that goes into writing legislation like this. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.